Remember those baptismal certificates that hung on your grandparents' wall? Beautiful. They had the baptism of Jesus and other images and their name. It was always a constant reminder of the gift that the Lord Jesus gave them in their baptism. Well, we have a new version of that. If you visit wolfsoncreative.com, you can see the baptismal certificates there. They're available electronically for congregations to print as many as you want, or individually, paper copies for families to hang on the wall and treasure the Lord's gift of baptism. The website is wolfsoncreative.com. And with each purchase, Issues Etc. gets a portion of the proceeds to carry on their work. Thanks for visiting wolfsoncreative.com.
Time for Issues Etc., Blog of the Week. That brings us to the end of our first hour here on this Friday, February the 4th. We'll pick our blogs, we'll read them for you, and then you can read them as well at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand. If you would like us to consider your blog for Issues Etc., Blog of the Week, get the widget at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Support. There in the bottom of the page, you'll find the widget. Put it at your blog. It's very simple to do. If you can blog, you know how to do it. And then let us know. Talkback at issuesetc.org. What's Jeff's pick?
My pick is Pastor Eric Brown's blog, Confessional Gadfly. It's a blog post titled, Left Behind Folks See You Got It Backwards. More scriptures showing that the left behind crowd and rapture lookers got it backwards. Matthew 13, verse 30, the parable of the weeds in the field, speaking to the weeds, the sons of the evil one, amidst the wheat, the children of the kingdom, they are all left together. Well, let's look at scripture. Let them both grow together until the harvest, and at the harvest time I will tell the reapers, gather the weeds first and bind them in bundles to be burned, but gather the wheat into my barn. So let's see, what happens first? Ah, yes, the wicked are seized and thrown into the fires, and then the church which remains parties. No sweet midnight harvest to pull the wheat out, no massive huge steps or things like that. Matthew is quite consistent on this point. The wicked get taken away first. Because that's how it works. When you come upon a bank robber, the cops don't bust in, leave the robber there, pull everyone else out, and then say, oh, robber, you're going to get it now. They go in, arrest, drag him out, and then the rejoicing. Now, this is by no means the point of this text in Matthew, but sheesh, guys, instead of reading fiction or trying to turn grasshoppers into helicopters, just try paying attention to the word. My pick for Issues Etc., Blog of the Week, Pastor Eric Brown's Confessional Gadfly.
It also teaches you how to read the other text that they often use and get completely backwards, which is two men standing in a field, one was taken and one was left behind. Who's left behind? The wheat is left behind. The weeds are pulled first. It's a very easy way of reading those passages. In fact, in just about every passage that dispensationalists try to use to support their position, they're reading them exactly backwards because they're reading them apart from Christ. My pick for Blog of the Week comes from one Jeff Hemmer, who is a frequent guest here on the Issues Etc. Pastor's Roundtable. He has a blog called Hemmer's Sphere, and he has a post there called Why Ministers Must Be Men. It's short enough that I can actually read the entire thing to you. It's based upon a review he's reading in Touchstone Magazine of a book by Douglas Wilson, who's been on this program. The book is called Why Ministers Must Be Men. And here's a quote from the review. Wilson argues that not only must ministers of word and sacrament be male, but they must also be masculine, or as he puts it, vertebrates, men with backbones, easy to approach but difficult to intimidate. While masculinity does not exclude qualities often associated with women, Wilson argues that the task of the minister is to sift, to study, and to say what needs to be said with the distinctively masculine authority of the distinctly masculine male. Christians will be on the road to recovery from their mistakes in these matters when they recognize that God not only excludes women from becoming women ministers, he also excludes men from becoming women ministers too. And then he concludes by quoting Kenneth Corby, God ordains men into the pastoral office. Be one. My pick for Blog of the Week, Hemmer's Sphere, as I said before. You will find my pick and Jeff's pick for Blog of the Week at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand. You can read them for yourselves. When we come back, it's hour two of Issues, Etc. We're going to kick off that hour talking with Dr. Jennifer Roback Morse. You might have seen this. Well, if you're outside New York, you might not have seen it. There's a New York campaign being run by Human Rights Campaign, one of their subgroups. New Yorkers for Marriage Equality, I think is what it's called, is running an ad featuring the daughter of George W. Bush, Barbara, named after, must be her grandmother or mother. I can't remember who's married to who. Dr. Jennifer Roback Morse will join us to talk about the younger Bush's advocacy for same-sex marriage. She says you should be able to marry whomever you love. Colleen Carol Campbell will join us after that to explain several reasons for declining female happiness. And then it's Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. You can find them at our website, issuesetc.org, and you can vote in advance at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, or by sending us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, or you can wait and vote live. Just give us a call, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Dr. Jennifer Roback Morse, Colleen Carol Campbell, and Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week in 7 minutes.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address: Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.